Welcome in, everyone. Season 3 underway here for us in the Tree Fort. Welcome, one and all. You've got me, Philip Boughton, as always, captaining this voyage into what we call the Tree Fort Gang. But it's a friendly discussion about whatever is on our minds. Sometimes we talk movies, sometimes we talk sports, sometimes we're talking cards. But today what we're laying on you is a little bit of an intro to Season 3. So, with that being said, with me, always, my faithful cast? Yeah, faithful cast of crew in this
for
gang.
Now. I'm faithful I've got, to you.
For now. You're so faithful. You're such a dirty little minx. The
we
most
will mutiny
faithful,
if we need.
Royal Mills. There's also a one
AKA Mr.
Joseph.
Faithful.
Joseph of House Johnson. Breaker.
What's up, everybody? Honored to be back.
And a Stevie P. Stephen Partridge.
What's going on?
Wearer of tight jeans. And friend to all. So, welcome in, everyone.
Wearer of tight
like
everything.
I said, season 3, getting underway here. Tight shirts, tight pants, tight underpants, tight socks. Real tight socks. Yeah.
I started getting looser clothes
compression
and I
socks.
Got bigger. So
you grew into it.
The copper lined ones.
Ooh. Those are really good for arthritis. That's what I hear.
Oh, copper liner.
But
shout out copper liner, sponsored by copper liner.
Shout out Brett Favre.
Bringing back the shout outs with season 3.
Yeah, love it. That's how you know you're
shout
in
out
it.
The shout out.
Shout out the shout out. Shout out Royal Mills.
Awesome.
Copper wire underpants. Yeah. Love it. So, okay.
Well, I was going to say, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Honored to be here in your ears for a third consecutive year. I can't believe this podcast is 2 years old. This episode's probably going to be pretty short, I would assume. You know, we don't have any large topics planned out. As Phil just mentioned, we're just going to go through and kind of, you know, talk about what we want to do season 3, riff about our break. I know we put up an episode about a month ago as a little teaser, and you guys loved it. So awesome. With that in mind, love this episode too. But yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff this season with Tree Fort Gang. Including we're going to be posting these videos to YouTube. So you'll get to see our ugly ass faces. If you go to youtube.com/treefortgang, which I'm pretty sure is our account. If not, we'll have a link in the description.
If not, shout out.
I'm like 95% sure it's Tree Fort Gang. We have a couple audio only episodes I put up there like 2 years ago. And then it just wasn't worth that effort to do the audio only. But yeah, we'll be on YouTube. So with that in mind, go watch us on YouTube if you want to see our faces or if you know who we are and you just kind of want to feel like you're part of the gang when you're watching this or listening to this. Go there, subscribe, hit the like button, hit the notification bell so you guys get notified whenever we post anything. We're going to be doing live streams this year as well. Great place to see that if you're not on YouTube is Facebook. Go to the Facebook for Tree Fort Gang, hit like. We post dumb shit there. We're going to try and post more dumb shit there this year. But yeah, we're going to be doing our part to get the content in front of you guys. We're going to be working on doing, you know, like short form TikTok clips and bits, long form YouTube stuff. As Phil said, talking movies, talking shows, talking sports. We're going to be embracing the sports cards a little bit more because for some reason that episode of ours a year ago that has honestly, I thought pretty bad quality. It's like 10% of our views at this point. And we have close to 60 episodes. We have close to, yeah. So there's some search engine optimization there. Something's going on, but we're going to embrace that. And we're going to be doing a lot more with sports cards and sports trading cards. You can tell it's not necessarily
my niche.
We're going to
lean right into that.
Yeah, but we're going to lean into it. tell us what it is for the audio listeners.
It's a Silver Prism Jalen Johnson autographed card. Came out of a pack I got at Best Buy.
Cool.
When'd you get that?
Like 2 weeks ago.
I was at Target the other week and I saw some cards and I was like, should I get these just for like the fellas and tell, because I know that they would like it. But when I walked over, there was no football cards. So I left disappointed.
Straight trash.
Just WNBA cards.
Yeah, stocked up on those. I got another Diane Taurasi card and she just retired. That's who I'm thinking of, right?
I just found out yesterday that Angel Reese has a special at McDonald's.
Yeah, the Angel Reese meal. She's got, I think she has a cereal too.
Oh, God.
Anyways, talking about sports cards, do we want to talk about that first, Phil? Because this episode's going up in a couple days. Today's the 10th, and this is going up on the 15th. Are you already going to have done whatever with the cards by then, or is that coming after this episode goes up?
That'll be after this episode goes up. We've got three Panini Prism boxes that we're going to be breaking. We've got slots for those and two mini helmets, so everybody's real jazzed up about it. So once that's full, then we will be ripping that and recording it, of course. And then I got a case of 22 Topps Chrome Baseball that I've already started ripping some, but saved 8 boxes, and we're going to do episodes of those, too.
Damn.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. And we got a couple sports cards guys in here, so you guys will be in good hands. We've done stuff before, obviously, but that one episode just popped off. We're gonna do what the customers want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. Any other cool things we're trying this year besides, you know, the videos, the you know, clips rolling into the sports cards? What else are we really embracing this year?
So,
each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that'd be nice. I'm particularly jazzed up for the Talk Movie to Me's that we've got on deck. For those that really,
we do have a good amount on deck.
For the fans that really love those and put the listens into those, I was like, you know what? The gloves are off. I'm going hard. Movies that Philip Bouton loves. I'm not saving anymore. I'm not saving my punches. We're going all out. We're busting the nut this year. So really good movies. And we're going to start off with The Sandlot with baseball season kicking off. Sandlot is an American classic. I was Mr. Myrtle for Halloween this past year. That's the blind guy, James Earl Jones. So it was perfect. Classic Philip Bouton. So yeah, we're going to be tackling that. Excited for that. Excited for the cards. More videos. Maybe a little, you know, late night shirtless video for the female listeners or the male listeners, or whoever's interested.
No thanks.
Yeah,
whatever.
Hey,
hard pass.
Royal, that's fine. Wonder what Mrs.
I
Mills.
Know, I know Charlie Pipes will be out there just tugging away
at his shirt. Probably. Yeah, who knows? Again, it's for the customers. All right, if the customers want it,
what the people
by God,
want.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. So
nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. It gets the people going. Yes,
I tell you what, we better make sure we have the YouTube right, because we can't be youtube.com/tree4gang1. That's so stupid. Yeah.
I can double check it right now.
I would say tree four gang.
Me so horny, me so stupid.
No, me so stupid.
Let's see. Oh yeah, yeah, we got that. We got tree four gang. So yeah, go to youtube.com/tree4gang. got a couple videos. Yeah, we actually have our first 9 episodes I posted 2 years ago, audio only. And they all only have, you know, at most 5 views. So if you guys want to go see what we sounded like 2 years ago, yeah, go back and listen to those.
It's like a...
And if you're here on the YouTube channel, if the...
Time capsule. Sorry.
If the, you know, you're good. If the YouTube, I know, if the YouTube algorithm brought you here and you hadn't been a previous listener on Spotify or Apple or anywhere, fuck yeah. Let us know what other types of stuff you're into so we can and get more in the algorithm here. What other freaky shit you're into.
Hey, you said fuck.
Hey, we're past the first minute. As far as I know on YouTube, that it's okay as long as you don't swear in the first 60 seconds for monetization.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
But nice. As Phil said, we got a bunch of really good movies queued up for season 3. We got Sandlot coming up later this month. Next month we got The Town, Cup in May. We're looking at Braveheart. And then come the end of June, we're actually going to do this wouldn't be a movie related. I thought we were going to do top 100 movies, but we're just going to do top 100 of the 90s. So that's another new thing we're doing. We're looking to also get more into fantasy drafts. I'm just looking at the notes. Conspiracy theories. We haven't even thought about the conspiracy theories. That's going to be like one of our bread and butters.
I've been sitting here just conspiring over conspiracy theories.
Oh my God.
I know. Stevie.
Related with conspiracy.
Have you checked out that book you were talking about? That wasn't the last one.
Simulation.
I started the.
One sec, Phil.
Have I what?
I have not read the book yet. It is still on my to-do list for the year, and I'm hoping to review it during one of our Conspiracy Theory Thursday episodes.
Okay, we can circle back to that one then. But yeah, we got a bunch of good conspiracy theories lined up. MK Ultra. People who like the, I don't know what the name of it is, people who have died and been replaced, with like clones, the Matrix simulation theory, aliens. We're going to revisit aliens,
lizard people.
We had airplane crashes that felt a little topical. Yeah. Lizard people. Obviously we got theories on series. If there's an appetite. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I know there's people out there that have paranormal experiences, and I want to fucking hear them. Tell
me.
Jump on the pod, join us in the tree fort, crack a brewski, and tell us your ghost stories.
Yeah, get on the pod, or just tell us in the comments, and we can read it. Whatever, whatever you guys prefer.
Whatever floats your boat.
We're gonna have a order in the fort coming up. We're actually gonna retry one of our season 2 executive decisions that we made. So we're gonna get legal and see if that's worth being overturned in the appellate tree fort court.
What were we doing on that again?
It was one of the brackets for the sit down final.
Cracker Barrel.
That Cracker Barrel did not have. I did my research here. It wasn't Cracker Barrel that had issues. It was Roadhouse
that you know of.
Oh, yeah. Now so, I remember so what we're talking about with that.
Yeah.
No, because when I heard the story
we'll save from this a for the trial. Employee,
it was a lot different.
That's just a little teaser for
you. But
hey, anything you say now can and will be used against you in a court of law.
I'm the judge.
Yeah, say that again and you'll be disbarred.
No, I won't.
I told you, I'm open to mutiny, but I'm faithful for now.
You mutiny all you want. Huh?
Made final four. I will die on this hill.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, we've got that. Yeah, we've got that. So
we
that's
got that
good.
Coming.
Yeah, we've got the conspiracies. We've got a full plate.
We got some getting personals. Get coming up, we're going to be a little bit more ourselves, I guess, this year, now that you guys can see our lovely faces. So we got some stuff.
A little more on an intimate level.
Got some dating stories coming up. We got all types of stuff.
As the only single member of this tree fort.
We also have a single guy, in case anyone's interested.
Just one.
Free 99.
That's all you need.
Yeah. All right. Well, nice. Yeah. As far as that goes, I think we definitely have got a full plate here for our friends. What else? There's something we're missing.
I mean, I'm looking forward to season three. I hope that the people that are listening are looking forward to tagging along. Anything really cool happen to them over? Oh, yeah, we'll have some cool guests.
Joey Berries, we're going to have your Severance pod. Theories on Series is coming back, right?
Did you just call me Joey Berries?
No. Joey Berries will be in here, but Joe John has his Theories on Series for Severance.
Okay, it sounded like that was one sentence. You said Joey Berries will have your Severance.
No. Am I that lagged that...
It didn't seem lagged. That's why I said something. Because it just sounded like you were calling me Joey Berries. But if you ever do that again, we will I'll let it pass. I'll let it slide this time.
I did not call you Joey Berries.
2, 3, 4 years.
Joey Berries will be making appearances. Robbie Rowley is going to be making some appearances. A couple new guys doing some card stuff. I don't know what their names are yet. But
yeah. And if you're a big enough fan and you want to get on the pod, maybe you.
Yeah. Possibly you.
Cool. Besides that, just looking forward to it. Just wanted to get in front of you guys and talk a little bit, riff a little bit. Anyone have any fun stories over their winter break? Anyone do anything fun since season two that's worth talking about?
Not really. I do have a question for this group. And this came up today at work. Do we know what Bitcoin is?
Yes.
What is it then?
What is it? Yeah.
The digital currency.
What does that mean? Explain further, please.
I don't want to fall down this rabbit hole and be made an example of here.
So you said you knew what it was. So when people say
you're going to give me the textbook definition right now.
I don't know it. So this is what myself and the retirement people at my place of work were discussing. Nobody knows what it is. Because I was like, yeah, it's wild that I heard on TV that we are going to have a storage of it, like Fort Knox, and that we're mining it and we're finding all these pieces. And they're like, you think it's something tangible? And I was like, then what are we storing? And I'm like, then where are they finding it? Like when they were data mining, what were they mining? And they're like, I don't know, the cloud. And I'm like, does anybody actually know what this is?
I think mining means
it's really, I want to,
auto purchasing good deal sales.
So I want to say a personal story quickly just based on what you had just said, because over winter I started a new job and I work with data now, and the way that you just posed that of what does that fucking mean is what has been the biggest hurdle for me to get to start learning my job is just understanding what the fuck that means.
So
when it's you're talking about Royal, Bitcoin, storing it somewhere. But yeah, just the idea of data.
Yeah. So Royal, I feel like everybody's I know what it is. It's a digital currency. What does that mean? I don't know. Can I hold it in my hand? Where are we getting it? So we were thinking about making this television show, Gold Rush on Discovery Channel. We're just going to like buy 60 acres somewhere and then just start digging up ground. And like we're mining for Bitcoins. Apparently there's a whole bunch of coins around here. I can smell them. And then we'll just pull up like this 80s computer monitor. And like, oh boy, I got the mother load right here. I got ideas for TV shows, funny TV shows.
Like, nobody fucking like knows. Truffles.
No. Yeah, nobody has any idea. And then I was like, we could be in like a stream. A
Bitcoin pig.
Yeah, in a stream with like a pan with like motherboards in there and just be like panning for Bitcoins. Like an old yeah. San Francisco prospector. Because, yeah, nobody knows what it is. I have no idea. Learned people do not know what it is. So, yeah, that was my day today.
Yeah. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm a big hater of crypto, if I'm being frank, just to get to know me a little bit. So,
you're frank if you're JoJo. Ha ha
ha.
Well, somebody should, because I don't know. Apparently we're going to be the best at it, but I have no idea what's going on. I want to know.
I would say only thing cool that's happened during winter break here for us, my wife and I got her practice up and running, which is huge. So if you're that's looking awesome. For play therapy in Eastern North Carolina huge. For your kids, hit up monarchmental-health.com. Shout out. Mental health.
Some free promo. Usually it's no free promo. That one deserves it.
Free so, advertisements.
Yeah, if you find yourself in that area. And
I went to a golf simulator yesterday and now I'm like diehard wanting to go golfing right now.
Dude, it makes me sad that you golf before me this year.
I'm ready. I worked out the irons. Got a little lesson.
I'm gonna try and get out there this weekend. I was supposed to go to a Top Golf double date, but if that gets canceled, I'm just going golfing.
Drive shaft.
I like it.
I believe Top Golf. There's both down here now.
Oh, there is.
Yeah,
George, I didn't know you golfed, but we should go golfing sometime.
I'm down. I'm not good, but I'm down. I just got invited to a golf. I don't know if it's officially booked or not, but it would be like a 16 people person golf trip in Myrtle Beach in October. Ooh. So that would be fun.
We'll have to get some practice in before then.
I know.
Royal's going to?
No, I said I got to get like Royal.
Oh, yeah. Royal, what's your handicap?
It's not the greatest.
It was like first through seventh grade, and then they took him out.
I'll tell you, my greatest hole ever was up at Victor Hills, but North Course. Hole 5.
R.I.P.
My best game's like a 93.
I don't even know my best game. I just know my best hole. I eagled par 5. Victor Hills, North Course, hole 5.
Which hole do you remember?
Yep, hole 5.
That hole course 5. Sucked. Okay. Yep.
So hey, that's gone now, right? Yards.
No, somebody bought it.
No.
I thought they were turning it into, like, housing.
Still there.
Pretty all sure I heard that somebody sold it.
I'm trying to pick
it might be now. Sold, but hole it's five still there for now.
Ah, I remember now. That's a good hole to do that on.
That was awesome.
Nice.
We shotgunned 2 beers, my buddy and I. We got so stoked. I will say it was best ball. We were shotgunning. Shotgun start. And then we did best ball. So I drove it over 350 yards because we couldn't find my ball. And then we were like, all right, whatever. We'll just go down. And my buddy hit the next ball. And we're about 150, 160 yards from the green. And my buddy said, is that your fucking ball up there? And I was like, there's no way. So we drove up a little further and sure than shit, my ball's sitting there dead center fairway. I was like, dude, we're like maybe 140 yards from the green. I crushed it. So we shotgunned a beer. And then he gets his little pitching wedge. I was like, you're not going to make it onto the green from here with your pitching wedge. He fucking makes it onto the green, boys. Hmm. And then I shot anyway, and I landed right next to him. So we both went up. And then the hole is on the other end of the green. I think that's like a 20-yard green. Like, it's a huge green. And doesn't my buddy fucking sink it? Dude, we went nuts. We spent 10 minutes just running around screaming. And then we shotgun another beer. Highlight of my life.
Mark's face when you were saying that.
Swear to God.
All right, Royal. I'm sorry. I'm rusty.
I swear to God.
Royal.
How far did you say it was?
I drove 350? My ball over 350.
Bryson DeChambeau over here.
We're going to have to.
That's what I'm saying. That's the greatest hole of my life.
You know what I'm hearing right now, more so than anything? Tree Fort golf content.
Ooh.
And we can write off our expenses.
Yes.
Dude. If we get this thing going.
Jochon, we gotta hit it. We'll just go live.
We gotta hit it. Get up to back up in the 585. Hit it with Royal. Hit it get Phil out there and get some. You let him get some free swings.
Let's let Phil drive and we just guide him.
Driving the cart.
Yeah, we'll play. Someone play his drive.
It's not necessarily who gets the best score. It's who ends up at the end.
No, I'm talking about letting him drive the cart.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me try out with that too. Let me try out a boat.
Let him be free.
More potential fun content. I mean, hey, if I come up May 3rd for that. For the Shane Gillis, maybe we can get in some golf, and we just see if we maybe reserve our tee time and the time behind us, to give us like some breathing room to like record some stuff.
Yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah, Shane awesome. Higgins. Well, hey, I mean, that sounds good. We're only maybe not even like a half hour in since we like started talking. Anyone have anything else that they had wanted to talk about today? I mean, we're just kind of warming back up for season three, but anyone need to get anything off their chest, off their balls?
Yeah, give me the fucking JFK files.
I'll leave a cliffhanger if you guys want.
Epstein, of, an Diddy, embarrassing thing to happen. JFK, your boxers.
Give me the files. That is true.
What happened, Royal? Tell us.
Go ahead, Roy.
So, last week I had a dart tournament, and
you play darts.
Went into the
promo yourself a little bit here.
Sure do. I can't because then I give away too much info about myself.
Royal Mills Dart Champion.
You're not hiding your identity.
Kind of. That's why we got names, right? But anyways, so I'm at this dart tournament. Got to go to the bathroom. Go into the bathroom, go to take a leak. Somebody blew up one of the stalls. So I was like, nope, not going there. Went to the small stall because there's close quarters in there. And again, I'm going to leave this on a cliffhanger. Take a leak. Everything is good. Go to flush. My darts fall out of my pocket into the toilet.
Into the poop? No.
No, no poop. Oh. But they just fell right in the toilet. And so I'm just going to leave it there.
Find out what happens next time on the next episode of Tree Fort Gang. Any of you guys watch Dragon Ball Z as kids?
Yes. Hell yeah.
I remember that.
Still have the VHSs for that.
Yeah. Imagine being the person that like sat down and dropped heat after that and like just getting poked by a dart.
Get pricked. Yeah. Royal Mills has dropped his darts. How will he get them? Find out next time.
Find out next week.
I think that
find out.
Public restrooms, you see some of the craziest shit.
Oh yeah.
I went to take a piss at a gas station once in Baltimore and someone just took the biggest shit I've ever seen on and around the urinal. The one urinal.
Con sucks.
Based on almost every single statistic I've ever seen about Baltimore, that's probably like the best thing that could have happened to you.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I will say that some of the grossest things I've ever seen were in a woman's public restroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know this is going to sound weird, but I've never, ever, not even one time, have been in a woman's bathroom before.
I worked at Target.
That sounds so weird.
I know, right?
I'd have to clean up the floors.
Yeah. I guess I only ever had to clean up at Subway bathrooms, and very rarely would people get carried away in the Subway. Usually it waits till you get home.
At that Target, it was actually the Target in Chalet. Someone shit on the floor in the freezer aisle. And then ran over it in the cart, so there's just a shit.
Oh, how do you know it was them that ran it over? Yeah, some innocent passerby. I was like, that's not my problem. I'm not avoiding it.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, he's tracking evidence through the whole floor. All we gotta do is follow the shit stain, we'll find the guy.
Okay, Scooby Doo.
Follow the tire trails.
He's just rolling with shit attached to his cart tire. And it's like, how do you not smell that first?
We've all had bad days. You ever had a really bad day? You're in the freezer aisle at Target. You really got to poop.
Just move the skirt.
Do I want it? Might have
been
man.
It might. I might have been the person that done this.
Do the head on the swivel.
Yeah. Let her rip. They got that Starbucks there that really gets the stomach going. The bathrooms are disgusting. You just said so yourself. I don't want to shit in those bathrooms. I want to shit in the nice, clean freezer aisle.
Imagine Costco bathrooms after all those chicken bakes.
I need to go to Costco. Boom!
Dude, chicken bakes are fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Chicken bakes are fire. Got bit by a dog yesterday, but we don't need to talk about that too much on the podcast. It doesn't look bad, but like there's the one puncture wound up front, and then here's the one up back.
The fact that you call it puncture wounds.
Well, like where it broke skin. It hurts. It does hurt.
Here's where the tooth went in my hand.
And I can show you, in Bronx was like a, I don't know, it's probably like an inch and or maybe inch and a half long gash down his nose.
Puncture wound.
Hey, I had to get a fucking tetanus shot. You're damn right I'm calling it a puncture wound.
I had a puncture wound.
It does.
What was that? Though,
but it's a lot better than yesterday. What the?
Did I just fart?
No. No, that was Mark just enjoying his own laugh. It sounded like he didn't let out any air. He was just huffing his own.
Sounded like a bus.
The air brake.
I miss that.
That's how shout out.
Shout out Kyle.
His name would be Kyle. We'll just leave it at Kyle. Shout out Kyle. Okay. I mean, I think at this point we can wrap things up. You guys agree?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll turn it over to you here, Phil, to close
this. First day of free agency.
Patriots? Right, you're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
He is.
Okay, real quick, Phil, before you take us out of here, if you listen to the podcast so far, again, we appreciate it. We're really trying to do something fun and special this year, now that we have two full seasons under our belt. So go to the YouTube, subscribe, click the like on anything that you watch. Watch as much as you can. Same thing, check out socials. We're going to be a lot more active on there this year, especially now that we have video content to repost. So we're going to do everything we can to try and get in front of you guys, and we appreciate any engagement that comes back. And if you like us and you think we're funny, share us with people in your group. That's how stuff organically grows.
Yeah.
We are not bought, we are not sold. We are our authentic selves. Almost always be, unless we get like a lot of money
or Diet Dr. Pepper.
Anything for $20.
I will sell out very quickly, but until somebody offers any money, we are not sellouts. And we appreciate it. So Phil, take us out of here.
I will take us out of here. Stevie P is a Patriots fan. He actually met his wife on Grindr. So, those two go hand in hand.
Can't
there
wait for
but
those dating stories.
Anywho,
since 2020,
so it's absolutely understandable.
Yeah, you deserve it. So
next episode, you guys will be able to hear Stevie too.
Oh, yeah. Do you not hear me?
No, not at all. Quiet.
Maybe it's just no echo cancellation junk.
It could be. But anyway, thank
Patriots
you.
Patriots fans have been getting caped since 2020.
Yeah, good.
Rest in peace.
By Big Daddy Josh. So, yeah, thank you. Hammer the likes. Tell your friends. Tell your coworkers. Spread us like wildfire, please. We love you. We hope you have a great evening or a great afternoon whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.